It is not often that an opportunity comes along where we can reach people on a global scale and show them exactly what homeopathy is. That opportunity is now finally here, and we need you, every single one of you, to make this a reality. Today's guest, Kim Elia, is the founder of Whole Health Now. Kim and a team of Emmy-winning producers and accredited journalists will tell the story of homeopathy in a new film called Introducing Homeopathy through interviews with some of the leading minds in the homeopathic and greater scientific fields, case studies of homeopathic success stories backed up by scientific method, and explorations of the latest research, technology, and state-of-the-art production of homeopathic medicines. Introducing Homeopathy will be a professionally produced film being showed on such platforms as Netflix, Amazon, and Disney+. This is going to be the only way we can really reach far and wide and touch the lives of millions of people who are not yet aware of the amazing healing ability of homeopathy. Please, if you can, dig deep. We all need this movie to be a success, and this is your chance to be part of the homeopathic revolution. You can watch the trailer and donate at introducinghomeopathy.com. You can get some amazing gifts for your donations. And if you'd like to be one of the first people in the world to watch this movie through the private screening from 19 to 22 April, then you can purchase your $25 online private screening ticket or $65 for in-person red carpet tickets in Reston, Virginia. Also by visiting introducinghomeopathy.com. If you're already going to the 50th annual JAHC conference in Reston, Virginia, your exclusive screening ticket is included in your conference fee. Come on, everyone, let's get behind this amazing project. Be sure to follow Introducing Homeopathy on Instagram and Facebook, as they need all the likes and shares that they can possibly get, so we can help to make this movie the huge success it deserves to be. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Homeopathy Hangout, where we discuss all things homeopathy from around the world. And now my mum and your host, Eugenie Kruger.
Hello, homies, and a very warm welcome to Homeopathy Hangout. Today, we get to have a lovely return guest, Kim Elia, who is also on episode 92 of this podcast. Kim, that was back in July 2022. It feels like forever ago, but welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Eugenie. Nice to be here.
It's so lovely, and it's extra special for me because I got to meet you in person in the AHA conference in Brisbane. I just have to tell this little story because it was a little bit of a fangirl moment, but I was coming down on the elevator and the doors open and you were standing in front of the elevator. I'm like, ah! I did to contain myself not to like do a little girl scream, but it was really...
I don't want to say anything, but I felt the same way just
so you know. Oh, shucks. But what an amazing conference, hey? And it was so lovely to get to see everyone there in person. And everybody loved your speech. It was just really nice. And I don't know how you managed to squeeze so much information into that time, but it was really lovely.
I loved that conference. The people were so warm, and there was such a spirit of camaraderie and cooperation and good spirit. It was really just lovely.
It was. And I had the funniest thing happen yesterday. I was in the secondhand bookshop and the autobiography of Gandhi caught my eye, and I grabbed and I came home. And then when I came home, I was like, oh, I better re-listen to our interview we did and also listen to some other interviews you've did. And I forgot that you mentioned Gandhi quite often as one of your influences with homeopathy. And of course, there was a beautiful statue of Gandhi next to where the conference was, at that beautiful grounds next door to the venue. Mm. So I don't know, just all these weird coming kiddings. But today we could talk about loads with all your almost 40 years of experience with Whole Health Now, with Homeopathic House Call and your global natural health solutions and all these fingers in the pies that you have everywhere and all the things you have going. But today we're going to be talking about Introducing Homeopathy. We had a chat about it a while ago, but things are getting closer now to the launch date. What is the latest update you can give us on all of that?
It was the last few weeks, actually almost a month now, have been quite exciting because we had a whole group of people congregate here in Northern California in our home, actually. Even a woman came up and was cooking for us so we could focus on making the film. And basically, we got together, the scriptwriter and director and Carol Boyce, who made homeopathy about around the world, flew from the UK out here. And we just basically all got together and brainstormed and looked at all this footage. We have about 160 hours. Worth of footage and really compelling stuff and amazing patient stories. And so we just basically have been really focusing on how to put it all together and to tell the most powerful, most compelling story possible.
I was going to ask you about that, actually, is how do you choose what stays in the movie and what goes? That must have been really hard.
So that's an interesting question. And for me personally, there's two criteria that I use. One is, does the information drive the narrative forward? Because we're telling a story. The story is basically a grand argument for why homeopathy should be included in every healthcare system around the planet. So that's the story we're telling. And actually, the hero in our story is homeopathy. So we need information that tells that story, that talks about the cultural icons that have advocated for homeopathy, to tell us a little bit about the history of homeopathy, to talk about the research about homeopathy, you know, whether or not homeopathy is just simply the placebo effect, and many other different topics. So we need to find information that drives that narrative forward. And also, we've selected snippets from people who are just simply very compelling and very engaging. There are certain individuals that you will find when you listen to them, you're riveted. And the reason I realize that this is very important is because I've been watching a lot of documentaries over the last few years. And I watched one recently, very famous documentarian who's made a number of documentaries that are quite excellent. And I watched one recently about Stephen Hawking, and I was watching it and I wasn't really connecting with the documentary. And I realized that the reason that I wasn't connecting is that the people who were being interviewed weren't particularly engaging. And so after a while, I just got bored. And so I realized that you've got to have people that are really engaging. I'll contrast that with the documentary entitled Crumb, by Terry Zwigoff, which is really highly regarded documentary. And I think one of the reasons it's so highly regarded is that Crumb's brother is such an engaging character that you're riveted listening to him. And so we've selected those snippets from the people who are, that you just like to listen to. And there's a number of stars along those lines.
Oh, I know one of those stars is Gabrielle Traub, because she is just, she just exudes beauty and passion, and you just can't help but be completely enthralled when she speaks. There's just something just so beautiful about her energy.
And more than just how engaging she is as a speaker is that we actually filmed a lot of her patients, the little boy who's got autism and epilepsy, the man who's bipolar with serious drug addiction issues, and a number of other individuals that were patients that we followed were her patients. So she's contributed to the film in a variety of different ways.
And you showed some of the clips at the conference as well. And there was the fertility one as well, I think, that was her one.
That's right. Casey is another one of her patients as well. That's right. So she's contributed in a number of different ways, for sure.
Yeah.
She's a lovely lady and a dear friend. I really love her. She's just a lovely person.
She is just a lovely person. The thing, I'm really glad the fertility part is in there as well, because that is something that is so huge at the moment, especially after more recent medical interventions. I used to really pride myself on being able to get my clients pregnant. It used to be literally so easy. If somebody booked in for a fertility consult, they'd say they'd been to IVF clinics, they tried for so many years. It never used to faze me, because I'd be like, no worries, I'll get you pregnant. I've got some tricks up my sleeve. But it really is so much harder the last 2 years. And then when I have gotten people pregnant, they have often miscarried if they've had this medical intervention, which is something I never, ever, ever had in the years before that. It's great that you've mentioned that, because I think homeopathy is really the answer, especially for the declining sperm rates and miscarriages and issues with fertility.
Yeah, we don't want to see a population implosion, which certainly could happen if the fertility rate is compromised moving forward, which, as you mentioned, has been happening. No question about it.
Yeah, exactly. What are some other interesting stories of the movie? Are you allowed to share some? I know it's a fine line between, you don't want to give it all away, but you want to.
You know what I would share with you, Jeannie, is how the film, how it opens and how it's organized and constructed. I think that's interesting. So the film actually opens in outer space, and you're seeing all these solar systems and planets and galaxies and things of that nature, and spiral galaxies. And the narrator's voice comes in and says that the universe is organized based on these laws and principles. The laws and principles of the universe, and that human beings have the ability to discover So you're seeing all these amazing principles of the universe, the golden mean spiral and the well-tempered system of Alfarabi, all these principles by which the universe organizes itself. And then the narrator says that man has, or humankind, human beings have the ability to discover these principles and laws and use them as technologies to do good in the world. And of course, homeopathy fits perfectly into that. And so then as you're coming in, you see the blue-green planet, you see the earth. We say that if we follow the laws and principles of the universe, then we can blossom as a species. But if we don't, we will descend into chaos. And then we look and we see that things are not well on planet Earth, that there are many challenges confronting humankind. And then we go into some of the patients that we've been following and their suffering. So we hear about that. And then we immediately go into what we call the physician stories, which are a number of physicians. I think there's five of them who were all extremely skeptical of homeopathy to varying degrees, but then were treated by homeopathy and cured of their various health issues, and then became either practitioners of homeopathy or students of homeopathy or advocates of homeopathy. And there's even one story of this woman who went to naturopathic college. And when she heard about homeopathy, she was like so blown away. She said, oh my God, how can I be involved in this program that teaches this thing with these potentized medicines? It's so absurd. And she was actually deciding to quit naturopathic college because she was required to take this homeopathy program. And then she had this health problem and she was treated homeopathically and cured. And she went not only from not quitting naturopathic college, but actually focusing on homeopathy. And so these are amazing stories, you know, of all these physicians who became converted to homeopathy through their own personal experience of transformation. And then we go directly from there into discussing the whole issue of placebo, because we interviewed Michelle Dossett down at the University of UC Davis, and she's one of the foremost experts on the placebo effect. And the reason that we did that is because one of the biggest objections to homeopathy is that people believe it's simply the same as placebo. And we wanted to address that right up front. And so we've got these physicians who were skeptical of homeopathy. They didn't believe in it. They were treated with homeopathy. They were cured of their health issues. They went on to become students and practitioners or advocates of homeopathy. Then we discussed the whole issue of placebo and how there's actually research which proves that homeopathy is more than the placebo effect. And then we talk about some animals that were cured using homeopathy to reinforce the fact that homeopathy is more than the placebo effect. And then we introduce the audience to the various patients. And so, but at that point, we have, I think, addressed the most fundamental objection that people have and gotten that out of the way. And then when you're seeing the patients be responding to homeopathy, you're not thinking, oh, it's just placebo and blah, 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 because we address that right up front. So that's how the film starts. And I think it's a really powerful introduction to the whole topic.
That really is. And I was just thinking, as you're saying this, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall of you and Julian sitting there and discussing this of how you're going to do the layout of the movie. I'm sure that was lots of fun. And do you work together well as a team, or was there lots of head-butting?
Yeah, that was him calling just now. Yeah, he's a lovely man. I really love him. And he's really, the truth of the matter is that this film should cost a lot more money. I was remarking to my wife recently, if you go to a conference, the AV people for a weekend conference will charge you $60,000 for a weekend, literally $60,000. And that's so much money. And I won't tell you how much Julian charges, but it's not that much more than that. And he's been traveling around with me for almost 3 years, months at a time, doing all his works. Really, it should have cost so much more, but he's so personally committed to making this film that he's willing to contribute his time and resources. And so that's really one of the things that's making this film possible.
You're giving me goosebumps. That's so amazing. Yeah. Hey, but that's just what homeopathy is like. We do what we do from the heart, right? Anybody who's involved in homeopathy, for sure. Now, can we get one of the rumors out of the way? Did you get Morgan Freeman to narrate the movie?
We actually did talk to Morgan Freeman's production company about 3 weeks ago. And I actually have a joke that if we can't get Morgan Freeman, we'll get Morgan Friedman.
Same.
provided he doesn't have a bar mitzvah to do on that weekend, we'll have to see. But No, but seriously, we did actually talk to Morgan Freeman's production company 3 weeks ago, and they were very positive about having Morgan Freeman narrate the film for us. They wanted to see a rough cut of the film, which will be ready at the end of February, because they just want to make sure that they feel comfortable with Morgan being involved in the project. But I'm confident that they will feel comfortable, and I feel confident that he will agree to do it. We are going to have to come up with some funds to pay him. I have a very strong connection with Morgan Freeman because of my friend who sponsored a documentary that they made about the Greek islands. But still, as the guy explained to me, this is an asset of their company and they can't release him for nothing. We are going to have to come up with some funds to pay Morgan Freeman. Should he say yes, then we're going to have to raise additional funds to get him to narrate. But I think it'll be worthwhile, because having the voice of God narrating a film about homeopathy,
It's priceless, really. Absolutely. It almost feels like it couldn't be any other way. It feels like this has to happen. It just feels right.
Yeah. I think there's a very good chance it will happen. I would say, if I was going to guess, I would say greater than 90% chance.
That. Let's put our collective consciousness out there that that's going to happen.
Remember, we've always got more.
I just wanted to touch base on a couple of things that we spoke about in our previous interview. You mentioned getting Dana Ullman and him bringing a bit more of the scientific-y stuff. Did that end up eventuating?
Oh, yeah. Dana was interviewed and he spoke quite a bit about scientific research.
Amazing.
As did Rachel Roberts.
She's incredible.
Alex Tournier, as did Nobel laureate Brian Josephson, as did Alistair Gray. So there are a number of people who we did interview who are quite familiar with the area of scientific research about homeopathy, and they all contributed, and Dana certainly contributed. Dana was very familiar with a lot of the work that's being done recently about using homeopathy for improving the health of livestock and also to increase crop yields. And we actually, I think you probably know, we were over in the UK filming and interviewing farmers there who are using homeopathy for those purposes. So he was able to contribute in that way quite significantly.
Did you get to interview Pat Ahern in Ireland?
Yeah, what's her name?
Pat, he's a guy. Pat Ahern, he's a Irish farmer. He was on the podcast as well, but he's so funny. It was one of the episodes I had so much feedback.
I don't think he got to see him. I think he just stayed in England. No, he didn't go to Ireland.
Oh, okay. No, he's a cracker.
You know, we've got so much footage for our next film. We'll include him.
There's going to have to be, and I was going to say, you'll have to release like a special edition with all the extra footage and behind the scenes stuff, because I would be so interested in that.
Well, I want to create a television sitcom.
Oh,
weekly episode.
Amazing. Just to keep that vision. That sounds incredible. While we're on that, talk to us about Netflix. What's the update on that at the moment? Is it definitely going ahead?
I wouldn't say it's 100%, but I would say, again, it looks very positive. That's one of the reasons that we have to actually advertise the showing on April 19th as a private screening and not a premiere, because one of the requirements that Netflix has is that we show it as the private screening, because they want to basically have exclusive rights to show it to their audience, and they don't want anything competing with that. So certain things, certain regulations and rules that we're having to comply by. But yeah, it looks very positive either for Netflix or Amazon, that we would have it either as a Netflix original, or I think would they call an Amazon original or something like that? Yeah.
Okay. So what can we do from our end still to make that a reality? I know one of the things is your Instagram needs at least 10,000 followers. I saw yesterday it's on about 4,500 at the moment.
Yes.
And what other practical things can we do to help?
Yeah, well, one of the things that people can do is they can go to our website, introducinghomeopathy.com, and we're still welcoming donations. We've raised close to $300,000, and our original goal was actually $250,000, but because we've incurred a lot of additional expenses and probably are going to incur additional ones with Morgan Freeman, we're looking to raise an additional $70,000. So you can go to introducinghomeopathy.com and you can make a direct financial donation, and you do get something in return for your donation. I think you can make a donation anywhere from like $15 up to $1,000. And for each of those various categories, there is a gift that you get in return. You can also, right now on the website, there's a new link at the top called Exclusive Screening. And you can click on that and you can go and purchase tickets. So I don't think I mentioned to you yet that the live screening of the private showing of the event will be on April 19th in Reston, Virginia at the Joint American Homeopathic Congress Conference, and that'll be on April 19th. And if you want to just pay for the actual event, which will have hors d'oeuvres and a bar, and you get a lot of the people who are in the film will be there. The director will be there. I'll be there. There'll be a Q&A afterwards and a little presentation beforehand. So that's $65. But if you participate in the Joint American Homeopathic Conference, then you get to attend that $65 event free of charge. Now, if you can't come to Reston, Virginia for whatever reason, we hope you can, because it's really going to be an amazing 50th anniversary of the National Center for Homeopathy. And they have an incredible lineup of speakers this year. If you can possibly make it to the Friday night to see the film, meet the director, the producer, the various individuals who are involved in making this film possible, and then attending this amazing conference, you should certainly do it. But if you can't, if you go to that page, you can, for $25, get a streaming, which starts on the 19th. You can actually participate in the whole thing live. And then the recording of the actual film is available through the 21st of April. So you get it to view for a few days. And we're encouraging people to actually have parties and get together and invite your friends and family members. And that way you can really help to promote homeopathy by having a little homeopathy house party. And for $25, you can invite 10 people and everybody can watch the film. And you can also purchase multiple tickets and pass them on to people if you would like as well. So those would all be different ways that you can support the project.
I would hope that if there's 10 people attending, each of them purchase a ticket, because it goes for such a great cause, really. And I'm definitely going to organize a party. Thanks for that advice. It's a great idea. I am really excited because one of my favorite bands live is playing that weekend as well. So I was like, do I go JHC? Oh. Do I go see my band? Yeah, it's funny. But yeah, no, that will be absolutely amazing. And in time for Homeopathy Awareness Week as well, which was also actually started by Gabrielle Traub. I'd never realized that. But yeah, she was the one that started Homeopathy Awareness Week. It's been going for over 10 years now, I think. But it's from the 10th to the 16th of April every year. And I always try to think of some things that I can do to promote Homeopathy Awareness Week. Usually I get listeners from around the world to record little audio clips of how homeopathy has helped them. I stitch them together into daily podcast episodes for that week. So it'll be nice to do that and then culminate it into a party of watching Introducing Homeopathy together. So I'll definitely be organizing that.
I love it.
Amazing.
Well, let us know what we can do to help you support you in any way with that.
Thanks so much, Kim. And same goes, you've got a team of influencers and people who are like collaborators who are helping to promote it as well. I saw that the lovely Melissa Koopsch and Jenny Hoagland are organizing a Q&A type Zoom call. And when I saw their socials a couple of days ago, they'd already raised about $7,000, which all of the money that they... Yeah, all the money that they raised.
I just heard that this morning. Mickey just told me.
Did you? Yeah. So all the money... Yeah, that they're donating, because these ladies each have about 60,000 followers on their Instagram. And it's so beautiful that they're hopping on board and helping to spread this movie. And like you say, it's not possible to raise too much funds, because if the TV series goes ahead, or if you do need Morgan Freeman or anything like that, you need the money and the kitty to really be able to take this to the nth degree. You don't want something as, you know, trivial as money holding you back from making this what it deserves to be. People around the world deserve to know how incredible homeopathy is and how much hope it gives them in this time where there's so much chronic disease. And for so many people, it feels like there's no way out. And so people, all corners of the planet, need to hear about this movie.
Thank you for saying that. I couldn't agree more. And one of the things is that this has really only been possible because of people coming together like yourself and supporting this project and working together financially and through their various talents and skills. And really, to me, that's what's been most heartening for me, is just to watch the homeopathic community come together and say, let's work towards making a real difference and giving homeopathy as a gift to the rest of the world. So to me, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you can tell us about anybody else that's involved in the film? One of my big dreams is to really just get more celebrities admitting that they use homeopathy. We know that they do. I know Paul Hirskew has said that his wife, Amy, has treated loads of celebrities. I know Dana is friends with lots of celebrities and has treated lots. And I've interviewed somebody who's friends with Coldplay. I know they use homeopathy. So we know that there's loads of celebrities out there using homeopathy. Did you manage to snag any of them for the film?
You know, that's a great question. And I know about those contacts. And Tony Pincus in the UK also has a lot of contacts for famous people who use or advocate for homeopathy. But honestly, for whatever reason, these famous people did not want to come forward and be involved. I'm not sure why, but they seem to be a little bit shy about it. I'm sure if we had gotten one or two famous celebrities, then it would have been a lot easier to get more of them. But we just were not able to get that first one. But I have to say that the people who are in the film itself, just the people who are in the homeopathic community that we interviewed, are in themselves stars. They are just so engaging, entertaining, moving, emotionally moving, humorous. We have an incredible community of stars in our profession already. So we have those types of stars for sure.
That's nice. My dream is that that homeopathy becomes trendy again, that everybody's using it and it becomes trendy to say that you use homeopathy. And then all these celebrities will want to hop on board and all say that they use homeopathy. But I think this film is really what's going to start changing people's minds, because you've seen it with so many of these other documentaries that have created, that have really pushed movements like veganism and things like that, where forks over knives and that sort of stuff. People watch it and they get emotionally moved to actually create change in their life. And it really sounds like this movie is going to do the same thing.
Yeah, actually, Eugenie, I believe it will. And the reason I believe it will is because we have these very powerful, very emotionally compelling stories of people's lives who have been completely transformed through the use of homeopathy. This medical doctor with psoriatic arthritis, who's now asymptomatic. This guy who was in and out of rehab programs in prison after a few weeks of taking homeopathic remedies, said, but what's going on? What am I doing with my life? And then now he's an aerospace engineer. And this young boy who had seizures and almost completely nonverbal, now he's interacting with his sister and his school friends and hasn't had a seizure since homeopathic treatment. These are very powerful stories. You watch them and you're really moved. But you connect with these people. You want the best for them. And then you see that through homeopathy, they get well. It's going to be such that people are going to want to investigate homeopathy for sure after watching this film, at the very least.
Amazing. Now, a little bit earlier, you said you're going to tell us about the start and the end of the film. You told us about the start. Is there anything else you can say about the end of the film?
Yeah, so the end of the film, basically, I could tell you all of the different segments, but basically at the end of the film, after going through the scientific research, the fact that homeopathy is not placebo, the cultural icons that have been promoters of homeopathy, manufacturing, its legal standing in the world, homeopathy in other parts of the world like India and Switzerland and things of that nature. After all of that, then we talk about the benefits and applications of homeopathy. Because that's how you would finish something, is to talk about all of the benefits that are associated with homeopathy and how you can use it. We'd be talking about its use for animals and plants and first aid and all kinds of different ways that we can use homeopathy. And then finally, just very powerful concluding messages, hopeful messages about the future and what type of role homeopathy can play in the type of future that humanity wants. As I've said a million times before, the measure of morality is what we leave for the next generation, that we should leave a better world than the one that we inherited. And homeopathy has a part to play in all that. It's a system. It's a renaissance science based on a universal principle of nature. And it's proven itself over and over again to be safe and highly effective. And people deserve to know about it. So we're hoping this film can play that role, to act as a catalyst to get 100 million or a few billion even people to want to further look into homeopathy.
Beautiful. Can we just go through all those places again where people can donate? So introducinghomeopathy.com is where they can donate. They get something for that as well. Make sure that you go to Introducing Homeopathy socials. So there's Instagram and there's Facebook as well. Share it on your socials, get all your friends and family, everyone to go and like and follow so we can get those numbers up. So when you do go to more chats with Netflix and places like that, those numbers are looking really good. And any other way that people can contribute or anything else that you want to say about how we can get behind this?
Again, then you can go and make a donation at introducinghomeopathy.com. You can also go to the website, and there's a new link there called Exclusive Screening.
Yeah.
And you can purchase an in-person ticket for the Joint American Homeopathy, or you can, yeah, you can be linked to purchase a ticket for the Joint American Homeopathic Conference, or you can purchase an in-person ticket for just the Friday night event. Or you can purchase a ticket to have it streamed to your home. And again, we're encouraging people to have homeopathic, introducing homeopathy house parties as well.
Amazing. So, I think we need to get a bit of a competition going online as well, where people share photos of their house party screenings and we have a prize of some sort for the best photo or something like that. I think we need to get something else going on as well.
That's a great idea. You're a much better social media.
We might do something like that in the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group to get people to share their photos and we can give away some prizes.
Thank you so much for all your support, Eugenie. You've been wonderful.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I just cannot wait. I'm so excited about this. And I know so many other people are as well. It's actually interesting because one of the ladies on your team yesterday sent out the press release graphics and things like that we can use for our socials. And I just created a little carousel with some of your images. And I couldn't believe how many people had shared it. It was just like a wildfire. And it just really showed me, yeah, for one, I need to put more of your stuff in my socials because it was really great for my statistics. Yeah. Two, people are really excited about this and they want to share it. So there's definitely a vibe of excitement out there in the community. So thank you for doing this. And thanks, Mickey. And thanks, your team. And thanks, Julian. And I'm excited. And so from the 19th, we can view this private screening. Make sure you go and get your ticket and organize a fun party, share on the socials, go and donate, and let's all get behind this.
Thank you so much, Eugenie.
Such a pleasure. Chat soon.